This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and a great day to be out in the yard and enjoy the activities. Yesterday I was in Lowell, and my wife and I visited my granddaughter, Katie, and we went to a folk festival. So if you're in the Lowell area, go and enjoy the folk festival. And you'll see how much fun Katie and I had. This morning, I thought we'd take a few minutes and talk about water gardening. I know a lot of you have a water garden or are thinking about having a water garden. And a month or so ago, I was in New Hampshire, and I went to Chester Hollow Water Gardens. And was amazed at all of the different water gardens that they have, the fish, the plants. And I asked Charlie, the owner, to see if we could get him on a radio and he could tell you a little bit about water gardens and, you know, where they should go and what it takes to do them and so forth. So Chester, Charlie is joining us this morning, and we'll tell you everything you need to know in half an hour just to get you started. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Charlie. I picked up a lot of great information looking around your property and the various gardens. Tell us a little bit about the Chester Hollow Water Gardens in New Hampshire.
Well, Chester Hollow Water Gardens, we like to think of it as New England's premier water garden center. We have over 18 different water features on the property and display gardens, and all we do here is strictly water gardens.
I mean, I was amazed. You had water gardens on the hill. You had them on flat ground. You had different types that were more of a stream. Some were more ponds. Some had fish. It was just fascinating, and I'm sure the people that come down to visit and take a look at your water gardens felt the same way that I have. How long have you been making water gardens, Charlie?
I started as a hobbyist about 20 years ago, but we went full-time in water gardens in 2004.
Well, you've come a long way. I mean, I was impressed with everything that was there. For people to have a water garden, what's the most common problem that they would have?
The most common problem that we run into seems to be algae. There's basically two types of algae. There's that string hairy algae that either floats on the surface or clings to the rocks, or green water algae. And both of them are basically caused by improper filtration, overfeeding your fish, or not enough plant life.
Huh.
And that seems to be the problem we run into, but it is pretty simple to fix.
Well, when you talk about filtration, are you just talking about the pump that moves the water, or is there a filter that will catch the algae, preventing it from spreading?
Well, the proper filtration is the key to eliminating the algae, and it's not that it catches the algae. The proper filtration eliminates the nutrients from the pond, which the algae feed off of. What we like to use is a biological filtration, and that's done with all natural products, beneficial bacteria or microenzymes.
Huh. So it's as easy as that. So it's just like gardening. You've got to get the right pH to have plants grow. In this matter, you have to have the right balance in your water so that you don't have a problem with algae.
Yes, I know I've heard you talk about beneficial bacteria before. And what the beneficial bacteria does is it breaks down the waste inside of the pond from the fish waste, the frogs, or the pollen. Sometimes grass gets in there. So what the beneficial bacteria does, it's a little bit like the mycorrhizae. It's where mycorrhizae cleans the soil, the beneficial bacteria in the pond keeps the pond clean.
Wow. So it's something that can be controlled if you know what you're doing.
Yes. The biggest problem is people build ponds and they don't properly filter them. I like to equate it to an aquarium. You wouldn't want to have a 50-gallon aquarium and have a 10-gallon filter on there because you're just not going to win.
So when people put in a pond, the size of the pump is determined by the amount of gallons of water that's in that pond?
Yes, the size of the pump as well as the size of the filter itself. The pump basically moves the water through the filter. So what we try to do is we try to size the pump to the right size filter, because if you put too much water through the filter, it's not going to filter properly, and if you don't put enough water through it, it won't work. So you have to size everything.
Okay. Now, if people want to put in a fish pond, for example, is there a depth that the pond should be so that the fish can overwinter?
Yes. Where we are down here, we like to go a minimum of 2 feet deep. I myself, I prefer to go 30 inches to 36, but 2 feet will overwinter fish. The trick to overwintering the fish is creating some type of oxygen for them, and what we do is we use an aerator. So as it's bubbling on the surface, it's actually separating the atoms in the water, the H2O, the hydrogen, and the oxygen, and that's what gives us the dissolved oxygen for the fish to breathe.
So do you have to keep a hole in the ice that's going to form on your pond? I mean, I live in Maine. You live in New Hampshire. And I'm sure it's going to freeze over solid. So if it does, will that kill the fish?
Yes. What you want to do, our aerators, for the most part, will keep the hole open. But on those days where it gets down to zero or maybe a little bit below zero, we plug in our pond de-icer. It's a little small de-icer. It floats right on the top of the pond. So when it gets really cold, we'll plug that in, and that'll keep a little hole open. And that allows the gases that build up underneath the ice to escape.
And if you don't have a hole, then your fish are gonna die during the winter?
Well, there is a possibility, if depending on how many fish you have in there, what the fish load is, that it could get toxic. And so we always rather be safe than sorry by making sure that hole is open.
Yeah, and I'm
sure
that...
But what you don't want to do if the hole does close during the winter, you don't want to take a sledgehammer and go beating on the ice. You want to just get some hot water and pour it on the ice, or put a de-icer in that'll slowly melt the water and it won't traumatize the fish.
So if you walk up to the pond a sledgehammer or an ice chipper, you're going to hurt the fish?
Yeah, so what ends up happening is it'll vibrate the water, and it can actually give the fish sort of a concussion like we would get if we were shaking too much.
Oh, wow. So you can't just go in there with a nice chopper or a hatchet and make a hole.
No. You want to use some nice hot water. Just boil a pot of water and pour it slowly. It melts fairly quickly. And like I said, we like to use a pond de-icer. I put the pond de-icer in the pond before the ice forms. And this way here, where my aerator is keeping the hole open, I won't use the pond de-icer. But if it should freeze over, then the de-icer is already in there. I just plug it in. By next morning, it's got a nice little 8-10-inch hole.
Wonderful. Now, how long can you, will the average fish live in a pond, Charlie?
Around our area, you can be talking 30, 40 years. I believe the oldest one on record is over 100 years old.
Wow. So a fish can stay that long in a little pond in your backyard?
Yep, if the, your pond, if you maintain it well and you feed your fish, that's not uncommon at all. We have some clients, their fish are over 3 feet long, and they've had them for close to 15, 20 years, and they love every minute of it.
I can imagine. Now, is there a place where, we're coming up on a break, Charlie.
Okay.
When we come back, let's give our listeners an idea of where the best place to put a fish pond or a waterfall probably should be in a place where you're going to be enjoying it on a regular basis, not in the corner of the yard, but close to a deck or a pool. But we'll
have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property, not sure what to plant, need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio, call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Charlie from the Chester Hollow Water Gardens in New Hampshire and trying to give you some ideas of what it would be like to have a pond on your property. Charlie, when are you open so that people can stop by and see the different water garden and features that you make?
We're open 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday, Sunday 9 to 1.
Okay, and what is the phone number if people want to get directions to get to your water gardens?
603-887-7874. And we're located in Chester, New Hampshire, right on Route 121.
Wonderful. And do you have a website, Charlie?
Yes, Chester Hollow watergardens.com.
That's easy enough to remember. Okay, now tell us about the location of a water garden. Where should people put it?
I like to put them right next to where somebody's favorite spot is in their yard, where they go to relax. We're kind of creatures of habit. Our favorite spot's our favorite spot. So if you can bring it, if the patio is where you like to go sit and relax, or a deck, I would put it as close to there as I can, so you're going to get the visual of it as well as the sound.
And that does make a difference, seeing the fish and listening to the water run. That's going to relax you after a hard day's work.
Well, now, it's amazing. It just calms you right down. Sometimes I have a tough day. I'll come home and Wendy will want to have a little conversation. I'll say, let me just abide upon for a little bit and let the world disappear.
Now, do you only make water gardens in New Hampshire, or do you travel away from New Hampshire?
Oh, no, we travel all over New England. In fact, I've built ponds over in the country of Ireland, Canada, Mexico, so I enjoy doing some traveling.
Well, I guess you do. And if people want a water garden made, they just give you a call and or go on your website and you can have them see what you can do and then go to their home and decide from there.
Yes, they can go on our website and there is a form to fill out and they can put down a little information and somebody will get back and set up a consultation, or they can call the store. And I know you have listeners all over the country, so there's parts of the country where our network, it's called the CAC, or a Certified Aquascape Contract, they're all over the country, so there's plenty of qualified people to build.
And you can help them with that?
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay. Now, how about fish? Is there a particular fish to do better in water gardens?
I like koi. They become very friendly. They'll get to know who their owner is, this person that feeds them all the time, and they'll come right up to you when you come by the pond. They'll eat right out of your hand. They get to be very fun fish. But goldfish will survive. They're nice as well. Golden orf is another type of a fish. It's another ornamental fish that does very well up here. But the most popular ones are the koi, basically because their color and their friendliness.
Wow. Okay. Now, if you were to put in a water garden in somebody's backyard, how much work is it, Charlie?
Very minimal. If you're having a pond where you're going to have fish, you're talking roughly about 20 minutes a week, which includes feeding them once a day, deadheading your plants, and adding your water treatments. Like I said earlier, proper filtration is the key to the whole thing. If the filtration is right, they're very, very little work. And for those that really didn't want a pond, what we build is called a pondless waterfall. It has the nice stream with waterfalls, but it disappears into a bed of gravel, and that water feature you can turn on and off whenever you want, whereas the fish pond has to run continuously for aeration and filtration. A pondless waterfall, ours, we put on a timer, so they come on in the morning, the birds and the butterflies and the dragonflies, they use it all day, and then it automatically shuts off at night, and those are zero maintenance.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I'll tell you, if you're going to be in New Hampshire, give Charlie a call and take a look at what he's done. 603-887-7874. Charlie, thank you for all your information. If your garden is limited to containers, then it's time for you to try the Smart Pot. This incredible container is made with landscape fabric, and plants grow better in it than any other product. Better drainage, less heat buildup, better root development, and plants mature faster for earlier flowers and vegetables. Best of all, the Smart Pot does not have to be stored indoors for the winter, and it will last for years. That's the Smart Pot. I love it. The weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow, and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide to control insects and diseases in all of your gardens. That's Organocide from Organic Labs.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we're here to help you out. If you have a problem, or you can see that things are not looking the way that they should, give me a call. The number here is 855-660-4261, and we'll have George get you set up and help you to answer your questions. So don't be shy. I'm here to help you. George, who's up next?
Peter's got a question about attaberies.
Peter, good morning. How can we help you out today?
I'm talking to my brother, Peter. My name's Mary.
Okay,
so,
Mary.
We have two elderberry bushes, and I was wondering, when can we pick the elderberries off? One is green right now, and the other one's starting to turn purple.
Okay. Well, you want to pick it as the fruit ripens.
Yeah.
So you definitely would not want to pick it when it's green,
right,
because you won't have the flavor and you won't have that nice texture, flavor, and all of the qualities, the vitamins and the minerals that's going to be in that fruit. So you're going to need to wait, just like a blueberry. A blueberry, if you are going to pick blueberries, and now is the time on the plant, you'll see some that are green, some that have a little pinkish color, and then some that are deep, deep blue. That's the one that you would pick.
Do I have to cover them with any cheesecloth or anything?
Oh, it's going to depend on the birds near you.
The birds, that's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah. I grew blueberries in my garden for about 7 or 8 years, and we never had a problem. And then all of a sudden, I went out in the garden early in the morning to check it out, and there were birds all over the blueberries, and I think almost overnight they took all of the ripe ones. Then I had to get some cheesecloth. Some of the nurseries will sell what's called tobacco netting, and it's a very fine cloth. When I was working in the garden centers, we sold a lot of it, and what it is a finely woven material that they would hang on the fields of the tobacco so that they didn't get too much sun and it would bleach the foliage. And because it's outside in the sun all year, when they take it down in the fall, they don't want to take a chance that it would have rotted. So they package it up and they sell it to take care of your blueberries. And then when you get it, you open it up, you cover the plant with it, and when the berries are all gone, you fold it, you dry it, you store it, and it could last for 10 years or more. So either tobacco cloth or bird netting. If you're going to use the bird netting, you're going to have to make sure that the birds can't get their beaks through the hole. So you want as fine of a weave as possible. If you're going to use a bird netting that has a hole that's like quarter inch or half inch holes, then you're going to have to put some stakes in the ground around the plant and drape it over it, because if the birds land on the claw on the netting and they can just peck through it, it's going to defeat the purpose. So either way, just talk to the people at the garden center and they'll give you a lot of help.
Do I have to feed them after they're done, or should I wait till next spring? Do you have to give them anything?
Well, do you eat every day?
Yeah,
definitely. See, all of your plants, whether it's a forsythia, an apple tree, rhubarb, blueberries, all of the fruit, they make the flower buds during August, September, and October for next year. So if you can feed them during the end of August, all of September, or early October, give them a good feeding at that point. They'll have more flower buds because they're making them for the following year at that time of the year.
Okay. All right. Okay, I will do that then.
Thank you very much, and you have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Yeah.
George? Who's up next?
That would be David. He's got a question about some squash.
David, good morning. What's happening with your squash today?
Well, it's not growing. I've got plenty of green. I've got plenty of flowers, but I'm not getting any production.
Okay. What usually happens, David, is, and I was looking at my garden, I have 6 mounds of summer squash. And I was in the garden to try and pick some yesterday. I was able to pick 2 out of the 6 hills. And looking at the plants, I remember that early in the season, and that's on all of your squashes, the plant will produce male flowers, and usually 5, 6, or 7 male flowers to every 1 female. And your bees and your other pollinators are attracted to yellow. So they make a big show of yellow to attract the bees to come in. And as the bees and the pollinators come in, they'll produce fewer male and more female. And looking at my squash yesterday, I was noticing I only had 2 out of 6 hills, but I could see some female flowers on all of the hills. Now, your squash, the difference between a male and a female flower is very simple. The male flower has a short stem, about 3 to 4 inches, with the blossom on it. The female, which is what makes the squash, will start off with a little stem, about 2 inches, make a baby squash, and a flower on the end of the squash. So the male only makes a blossom. The female starts with a little squash and then a blossom on the end. So look around and keep them fed, because they're really getting productive right now, and you will get squash. It's just a matter of time. Okay? Thank you. George?
Okay.
Who's up next?
That would be Denise, and she's got a question about a Rose of Sharon.
Okay. Denise, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
We have a row of Rose of Sharon that is along our garage, and it's south-facing, and the garage leads to the front doorway.
Okay.
The ones furthest away from the front door, on the edge of, right on the corner there, had trouble 2 years ago. It didn't leaf out properly. The back part of it had some leaves that were normal, but the front didn't get any leaves. Now this year, the next, they're alternating with hollies. The next two, the ones closer to the front doorway now, sort of more protected, don't have leaves on the front part of them. But the back part that's along the house, along the garage there, do have leaves. The front sticks have teeny, teeny little green leaflet things. They are very funny looking. They don't look like the normal leaf. And we don't know what's going on.
Okay. So up against the garage where it's protected from the weather, it's nice and healthy, but the very front of it has some issue.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, where do you live?
We live on Martha's Vineyard.
Okay. Well, Martha's Vineyard, you should have really good weather, and your winters are milder there.
Right. The last two have been pretty windy and cold.
Yeah. For the first time I saw a hedge, I was in Orleans on Cape Cod, and I drove down the street, and there must have been 10 homes in a row that had planted Rose of Sharon as a hedge. And as a matter of fact, I did a story on it in my newsletter last week.
Yes, I read that.
it makes a wonderful hedge. What I would try is this. In the fall, around Thanksgiving, is I would spray the whole hedge with a product called Wilt Proof.
Okay.
And Wilt Proof is like a liquid wax, and it will seal all of the buds and prevent them from dehydrating if you're in a windy area. But they should be very hardy down there. As I said, I've been all over the Cape, and I've seen Rose of Sharon every place. And I have one at my house here in Maine. It is protected with a fence on one side and a tree line on another side. But it's in bloom now, and it's been absolutely beautiful over the past 10 years. Have you fed them at all?
Yeah, we do feed them periodically. With either Miracle-Gro or like a Plantone.
Okay. Plantone is much, much better than Miracle-Gro.
Okay.
Miracle-Gro is, if you've got annuals, that's fine. But for shrubbery, mm-hmm. Miracle-Gro is totally useless. It's a water-soluble fertilizer, and it will feed your plant for a week or 10 days, and then the Miracle-Gro is gone. Because
okay.
it is water soluble. But something like Plantone that's organic, it's a granular, will feed your Rosa Sharon for a 2 to 3 month period because it's
okay.
released slowly. Miracle-Gro is water soluble. If you get a heavy, heavy rain, it's gone.
Yeah.
So for annuals, that's fine. But not for a shrub or a tree that needs food on a regular basis. So I would have you fed them this year yet?
Yeah, we fed them earlier. And
with the Plantone?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you remember how much Plantone you put for each plant?
Oh, I don't know. Usually like a handful or two around the base and then try to scrub it in.
Okay, and the plants are how tall?
They're about 6 to 7 feet, and they're about, I'd say, 3 feet wide. They were getting so big that we have pruned them.
That's okay.
And my husband pruned them, but he pruned them in the fall.
That could be the problem.
Okay.
That could be the problem. See, if you prune a shrub late in the year and the plant's getting ready to go into dormancy for the winter, it won't have the time to make a scab where you made the cut. So because there's no scab to protect that wound that you made with the pruners, the wind will blow through it, suck the moisture out of the plant. So tell him, don't prune it this fall, even though it is, you know, it doesn't look the way it should. Do the pruning in the spring of the year. That way you can shape it and you won't have any dehydration problems. Thank you. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard Repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EvergardRepellent.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. George, who's up next? George, who's up next?
That would be, I think it was Marcia. She's got a question about some garlic.
Okay. Marcia, good morning. How can we help you with the garlic today?
Hi, Paul. I planted the garlic last year, and it flowered out, and I just got home from a conference, and it's all dried up now, and it has, like, purple little beads on the ends where the flowers were.
Right.
I can't find your newsletter on garlic, so what do I do next?
Okay. First of all, you should have cut the flowers off so that they didn't take the energy to make seeds on the top of the plant. So for next year, as soon as you see that flower stalk begins to form on your plant, and it's a neat looking flower, it produces a stem that's like a corkscrew. And you have this pointed bud on the top. And my son Jason is a florist. And with the garlic coming in starting a month ago, probably for another 2 or 3 weeks, people will cut the garlic flower off to right above the foliage. And you put it in a vase of water. And every morning, that garlic stem changes. And over the course of about 10 days to 2 weeks, that corkscrew-shaped flower stalk will be totally straight. And by doing that, instead of the plant using its energy to make a seed, it puts the energy into the bulb to make the garlic bulbs bigger and having more flavor. So now that they're done blooming and the foliage has started to dry, that bulb is all done for this year. Carefully dig them up, remove all of the seed heads, and if you want to start some seeds, you would want to start them now. And then dry the garlic heads very well to make sure that they'll keep. And the other thing that you can do, if you've got a good bumper crop of garlic, you can start planting it anytime now. And we'll be talking more about garlic during the month of August. I like to get it in the ground early, if at all possible. But August and September gives you plenty of time to get it rooted, to produce foliage. And then in the winter, whatever is above ground dies. In the spring, new shoots come up. But the root system is in place. So once it turns brown, dig them up. Dry them and start using them. Or if you've got some good bulbs, the outside row of seed is what you want to use to make the best garlic plants. So the ones on the outside, break them off, and then you push them in the ground about 2 inches deep. And the ones that are inside of that first row, use it for cooking and flavoring and, you know, whatever you like garlic for, garlic bread or whatever. But right now, it's time for you to start doing that.
Okay, and would your newsletter on the garlic, would that have come out in the month of August?
It would have come out in the early spring when people were planting garlic. We had a problem this spring, and it's being worked on now. We had a company that stored all of my newsletters, and the company that was doing it went out of business. They never told anybody, and I lost all my newsletter for 2009, 10, 11, 12, and 13. And I had them on my website, but this company had it on their equipment. They went belly up without telling anybody, and I lost all my old columns. So I'll have to take a look and see where I have it. If it's been in the last 3 or 4 years, if it's not, then I'll redo that column and tell you on how to grow garlic. Okay? Thank you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.